What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
So PP thinks I'm the bum of the week for wanting to know your birthday. Buy or sell, I should be nominated for bum of the week for wanting to know it's your birthday.
For wanting to know or not knowing?
I think it's just a demanding to know. Demanding that you told me, I think.
Sell.
No, I think I'll
celebrate you.
It comes from a good place, and I think, yeah.
I love it's your birthday.
Thanks, Bill.
Birthdays are awesome, dude.
They are great. They're fun. Now, be a lot more fun if the Mets score some runs, but...
I was going to say, let's go, Mets.
LGM.
Do it for Ryan.
We'll see. Fingers crossed. You knew he was just doing it on his own, for his own happiness. Cal Raleigh. Mariners slugger right now. Guy's on a tear so far this season, Bill. Last night hit his 32nd dinger of the year, becoming the first switch hitter in MLB history to have 30 homers before the All-Star break. He leads the league in home runs and RBIs. Aaron Judge, our guy, as you talked about before, hitting 367, so very impressive, with 28 home runs and 62 RBIs. Buy or sell, Cal Raleigh has a chance to win MVP over Aaron Judge this season.
Man. I'm going to sell. Is that crazy?
Sell.
Is that crazy?
Right now, no chance?
A chance is a real... Do I think it will be a competitive MVP race? Sell.
Sell.
I mean, Judge is still having a world-class year. Judge is hitting almost 100 points more than this guy.
It's a great year. It's a great year.
I mean, it's an amazing year. And how many home runs does Judge have?
So 26? He has 28. Cal Raleigh has 32. So it's right now four home run difference and six RBI difference, I believe.
I mean look, Raleigh's had awesome season. I also am much more confident that Judge's level will continue than this dude's.
How far does Judge's batting average have to drop before, like 367 is amazing.
Below 340.
So it's like,
if you hit 345 and 48 home runs or whatever, is going to be, I mean, you know, that's a
lockout.
And his on-base percentage is incredible.
What about like 325, which is still very impressive?
What's Raleigh hit in this scenario?
I think he's like,
right, it's 278 right now.
Yeah, in that range, let's say 275. Like, it's still like a...
I mean, let's look at the other numbers and the other stat. I mean, yeah, maybe.
So Judge, essentially, in your mind, has to drop, let's call it, at least 30 more points.
I mean, if he's in 350 and he's within six or seven home runs...
I'm not disagreeing, but I'm just more just curious because it is we look at it almost like in a 400 tracker view of like, oh man, this guy's falling off.
Right. He's having an amazing season.
Unbelievable.
He's having an amazing season.
Oh,
I mean, driving in 62 runs before the All-Star game All-Star break is pretty incredible.
Like Dip said too, he outside of Paul Goldschmidt, that lineup stinks. Just give him the Barry Bonds treatment. Don't even pitch to him.
Right.
Throw up the four fingers, put him on first.
Why would you pitch him? Yeah, why would you pitch him?
No sense. People do, though. Interesting. Very, very interesting. What's also interesting, Bill, Caitlin Clark's rise to fame.
Right? Yeah.
She's a great player. A lot of people will say she's transcendent. Not everyone, though, agrees with that thought. One person who disagrees, Joy Taylor, who said this yesterday on the Joe Budden Network.
The Magic Johnson, Larry Bird moment for the WNBA. Like, this is great. I'm a storyteller. I think storylines are so important. I think you need villains. I think you need heroes. Mm-hmm. It upset white men to watch this strong, winning, unapologetic black woman be in Caitlyn's face. Yeah. It's now like spun to this whole thing where like Caitlyn's better than Angel and blah, blah, blah. I just said we would not be talking about Caitlin Clark the way that we do if it wasn't for that moment with Angel Reese.
So buy or sell, Bill. Caitlin Clark owes a large part of her fame to Angel Reese.
All right. I like Joy. Joy's a friend of mine. Like a collegial friend. I'm not going to call her on the phone, but we've been out and had drinks with friends in common a couple times. I like Joy. But sell. I mean, this is a terrible take.
Sell.
And I don't want to wade too far into this, but I would say that anyone should probably be leery of making broad, general statements about entire groups of people. I'm a white guy, and I was widely aware of Caitlin Clark long before that Angel Reese situation. And by the way, so was everybody else, which is why Hawkeye games had insane ratings. The facts of it don't add up. I do think it made Angel Reese famous. I do think it made her a bunch of money. I think Joy has it backwards. And look, I don't know. Like, sometimes when you're in media, you talk about things you don't follow, you don't know. Maybe Joy didn't follow women's college basketball and Caitlin Clark that much. And so she doesn't know what she's saying, doesn't know what she's talking. I don't know. That's a weird, I don't understand that. Or maybe it's just, you know what, Joy's really smart. Maybe it's just 100% geared for us to be talking about it, for Joy Taylor to be in the conversation, because that is a very important way to stay relevant if you're trying to sit right. Okay, I don't know. But no, I think Caitlin Clark's fame is owed to her transcendent level of greatness.
The Boston Celtics yesterday made a big move, expected, in trading Jrue Holiday, as they are trying to skirt a potential $500 million roster cost if they ran last year's team back. Jrue Holiday now saves about $40 million or so towards that bill. And in the return, they got Anfernee Simons plus 2 second-round picks. Now, Simons did shoot almost 37% from three last year.
He's good.
Team that, right, and fits right in for a Celtics team that shoots a lot of threes. Buy or sell, Bill. Now, the other roster changes expect to be made here as well. Buy or sell. Celtics right now should still be considered a title contender for next season.
Oh, I mean, sell. I
think it's sell.
In fact, one of the things that I think is going to be really interesting about the Boston Celtics is whether or not they do a pare down, right, where they move on from some contracts like they did Jrue Holiday. Look, Jrue Holiday's not helping you win a title, a championship 2 years from now. He's probably not helping you win a title now. So saves money, and I don't think, they don't have a window now this year. What I think will be fascinating, though, assuming that they correctly decide that Jason Tatum's our linchpin, would they be willing to do Tatum's going to miss basically the year, right? Are you willing to totally recalibrate around 2026? And if so, is Jaylen Brown someone that you would trade? Do you think you could go get a Giannis Antetokounmpo if you waited to the trade deadline? Things go badly in Milwaukee. I mean, a Jaylen Brown-centered trade to the Milwaukee Bucks is probably something that can get you Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I don't know this for sure, but I would imagine Giannis would be open to playing with Jason Tatum when Tatum's back. My point is that I think one of the unknown questions, the Celtics are not going to win a championship this upcoming year, and I think they know that, Ryan. I think what's interesting is, do they think their best route to a championship is to pare down as much as they can so they have some financial flexibility in 26 and basically try to roll back with largely the team they have? Or is it, we're going to totally recalibrate around Tatum, and that means we're going to we have this year now that he's going to miss a lot of time to make a bunch of moves and try and just have a totally different team in a year? And I don't know the answer to that. But no, there's no way they're winning the title next year.
Maybe, unfortunately, that same sentiment could also apply to the Pacers as their star, Tyrese Haliburton. Yeah. Same injury, suffered, unfortunately, a torn Achilles in Game 7. And yesterday, Haliburton posted on social media that he had successful Achilles surgery. He also wrote in his post that he doesn't regret playing on the strained calf and would do it again and again if he had the choice. Buy or sell. Pacers made a mistake in allowing Haliburton to play Game 7.
Sell.
Sell.
Fair question. I'm not mad at you for the question. This is not you leaving the toilet seat. Put the toilet seat down, okay? I understand why they did it. I understand why Haliburton did it. It was a mistake, but it's a mistake that I respect. And it's a mistake that you would want your star player to make, and it's a mistake you have to let him make. It's a risk that you had to allow. And we've discussed this. It's just brutal. That's the way it went down.
It was. Speaking of risks, the Knicks took a big risk in firing their head coach, Tom Thibodeau.
Ooh, I like that. Dude, can I just buy your transitions? You're really good at them.
Buy.
Thank you. Okay.
Good job, birthday boy.
And partly why that's a big risk is because right now they have no coach hired. Shams Charania, though, did report this morning that the Knicks are set to interview Minnesota Timberwolves assistant coach, Mike Anunoby. Now, Norrie joins a list of Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins and former Kings head coach Mike Brown as candidates who have officially interviewed for the job. Buy or sell, this Knicks coaching search, no matter who they end up hiring, should be considered a failure.
Sell.
Sell.
I'm again going to quote Jerry Greenberg, who I think does great work. Jared pointed out on the show a few weeks ago that the real takeaway is they just don't want Tom Thibodeau to be the coach. And so it will, the decision, the hiring search, will succeed or fail based on how the coach does. You could wait until, I don't know, September 7th, and we'll all mock it. And if they won an NBA title next year, it would be a successful coaching search. Let me ask you a question. Buy or sell next year's Knicks season can be a success if they don't make the conference finals.
Sell.
Outside of, like, you tell me Jalen Brunson gets hurt opening night and they have no stars, but they somehow, kind of like what the Clippers did a few years ago, grit their way to, like, the second round and lose in six or seven. It's competitive, but your best player's out. Short of that, I don't see how, like, everyone's healthy and out there. I don't see how you can call this a success.
Buy or sell, just based on the amount of time that's gone by and time to think about it, that you want Taylor Jenkins to be the head coach.
Buy.
Good offensive mind. I think he would work here well with the Knicks.
I do too. You're a Knicks fan, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Bring some modern offense, which would maybe help get him over the hump. We'll see. But I'd sign up for Taylor Jenkins for sure. I'd be happy with that.
Buy or sell, you think it's accurate that I call this star player Karl-Anthony Towns?
Buy.
Makes mostly his fans have a frowny face.
I just don't believe in it, man.
Couldn't agree more. Unfortunately, I totally agree. Well, Adam Silver, let's talk about him. He was on recently the Club 520 podcast and says that he pays close attention to what fans and analysts say on social media. He said he even gets ideas based off what he's reading and watching. We kind of saw that with the imprint of the finals logos on the court after not having anything there in game number one of the NBA Finals. Buy or sell, you like Adam Silver using social media to glean ideas on how to improve the sport.
Buy.
Buy.
Yeah. It's the old Prince and the Pauper, where the prince would dress up like a pauper and walk around to see what his subjects thought.
We don't have a lot of time. I'd like to provide some context, if possible, to this.
Context is a thing.
Context, hopefully, is a thing here. Aaron Rodgers, coming off from one of the worst years of his career, Jets went 5-12 last year. He spoke with Mark Schlereth. And Mark Schlereth said in his podcast recently that basically Aaron Rodgers took 25 minutes and just crapped on the Jets' run game. Basically said the Jets' lack of a run game is why he played so badly. Buy or sell, Aaron Rodgers is right that his struggles were more because of the Jets than his own play.
Sell. He had the handpicked offensive coordinator that he wanted. Stop it. Stop it. You got to ask the last one. You got to ask the last question.
Buy or sell. Okay, my fiance claims that any wedding before September 21st, which is the first day of fall, is considered a summer wedding. Buy or sell, any wedding before September 21st is considered a summer wedding.
Sell. 100%.
Not. Sell.
No way. Absolutely not.
Craziest thing I've ever heard her say. She's telling me that September 17th is a summer wedding. What are we talking about? Tell me in the next September Friday you get where your boss lets you off early for a summer Friday in September, and I'll tell you, okay, fine, September's a summer now. It's insanity.
So it begins.
Also, the same one that wants it both ways. Tells me Memorial Day weekend is the start of summertime, but technically the end of summer is the final day of the 21st when it officially goes to fall. Boy, oh boy.
It's a long summer.
Long summer.
Summer's going to run from March to November in the Hickey household in a few years.
Summer Friday, start in April.
Let's go.